Hey, this is Pastor Aram, and I want to thank you for joining me today for the Activation Church podcast. We are here so that people can activate their life in Christ, and I believe this message is going to help you go further than ever before. Check it out. So if you have your Bible, let's go to Exodus, the 14th chapter. We're going to be looking at verse 10 together. The Bible says, when Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, here's what they saw. The Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. They look up, and they see the enemy coming, and it brings fear into their life because they perceive a threat. When I was in high school, I remember my first day of class. I was in a homeroom, and I'm sitting there, and a man walks in with a receding hairline and a full beard, and I thought, this must be my homeroom teacher. Then he sat down at the table, and I realized he was just a student. How many of you know just because you perceive something to be true does not mean it is true? The reason I bring that up is because they are perceiving Egypt to be a threat in this moment. That is the reality that they are currently in. But the truth is, as we go on with the story, you'll find out Egypt was not a threat at all. Turn to the person next to you and say, your perception matters. So they see Egypt, it causes great fear, and the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. Verse 11 says, they said to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone. Leave us alone, Moses. Let us stay here and serve the Egyptians, for it would be better. Catch this. It would be better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm, and see. Those are very important for us to hear this morning. Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, the Egyptians who you fear today, you shall never see again. Why? God is about to cut them off. Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. And you have to only be silent. The tension of this story is God has delivered Israel out of bondage in Egypt. It's a good day. But as soon as they get out, things begin to shift. And what went from being good in their eyes became very dangerous. They perceived a threat. They perceived trouble. I wonder how many of you out there have ever been stuck in a situation of something you would not prefer to happen, and once it does, you feel trapped by it. I remember when my wife and I went on our honeymoon. We went to Jamaica, and the weather was beautiful until it wasn't. I don't know if you know this, but weather can change very, very quickly. It went from being amazing outside to now we have heard news that there is a hurricane coming. Here's the problem. I also found out we were stuck on the island. I could not find a flight out. We were trapped in this moment that I did not like. And anytime you are trapped in a situation that you do not like, you have options. Fear. or faith? Turn to the person next to you and say, you have options. Both are possible when you feel trapped. You can either lean into the fear of the moment or you can lean into faith. See, what I need you to understand is fear comes based upon what you see. Listen carefully. Fear is caused based upon what you see. Faith shows up by how you see it. When Israel looked up and they saw Egypt, they saw a threat and it brought fear. That's why they were afraid in that moment. But if they would have seen it through God's perspective, it would have not brought fear, but it would have brought faith because they knew that God was about to step in and cut off the enemy that they have been in bondage to for over 400 years. So here's the thing I need you to understand. Israel in this moment does not need a new situation. They need a new perspective. Some of you out there that are praying for something to shift and change in your life, maybe you do not need the situation to change. Maybe you need your perspective to change. When I was a kid, I was diagnosed with an issue in my left eye that causes it to not focus. And they told me the only way to fix it is through therapy. So I started doing these sessions where they're trying to train the muscles to pull in and focus on things. And the problem is that it caused headaches. And I hate a headache. I would almost rather have anything than a headache. Anybody out there know where I'm coming from? So because of the headaches, I stopped the process that would bring healing. But now that I'm older, I can look back and realize they were not trying to harm me. They were trying to help me. They were taking me through, listen to what I'm saying, they were taking me through the very thing I needed to get the strength I needed so that I could see correctly. The reason I say that Israel didn't need a new situation, they needed a new perspective, is because God was using this moment to shape them and to form them into the people he has called them to be. It was the trial they needed to be trained. It was the suffering they saw that was going to lead to their salvation. I just wonder how many of the things that we go through in life that we complain about, that we hate, are actually things that God is allowing because it is training us and forming us into the people he's called us to be. That's why I say we need a new perspective. I don't need to see this trouble as the thing that is going to cripple me. I need to see this as the thing that God is allowing to strengthen me so that I can be who he's called me to be. Watch this in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 19. The Bible says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Somebody say a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? God is saying, I am doing a new thing for you right now. Do you not perceive it? It's not something I'm going to do in the future. I am doing it right now, but you do not understand it because you don't like the process you're going through to be formed. I need you to hear this. God is forming you. Salvation is not this experience where we say this prayer so that one day we can go to heaven, although we do look forward to eternity, and that's going to be amazing. The real process is the here and now where he is forming us into the image of Christ. So watch this. He takes Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage. That's what happens to us when we say, Jesus, I put my faith in you. He cuts us off from the bondage of sin that leads to death. But now he takes them on this process that leads to the Red Sea. What is the Red Sea? It is a form of baptism. It is a cutting off where he is now going to not just take them out of bondage, but he is going to cut the bondage off. Then after the Red Sea, they go into the wilderness that leads to the Promised Land. And in the wilderness is where they are being formed. Because even though he has brought them out of Egypt, now he has to take them through the process of getting Egypt out of them. That's what I'm talking about being formed. God saves you. You are completely saved in that moment. But then you go through this process where he is starting to remove from you the things that you used to attach yourself to. So you don't need a new situation. You need a new perspective. You don't need a new situation. You need a new response. Notice how they respond in this moment. They respond with fear, which leads to complaining, which leads to them looking back. They're wanting to go back to where God just brought them from because they, in the moment, see that to be a better option. I wonder how many of us, whenever things get tough, we revert back to old ways, old habits, old lifestyles, because it's more familiar to us, and we would rather hang on to that than go through the process of being formed into who God's called us to be. I've experienced that before, man. Life gets tough, and I find a crutch to lean on. Can we just talk for a moment? And I'm willing to bet I'm not the only person that's found some crutches in here. Where do you go when things get difficult? What is the crutch you find? Is it a relationship? Is your crutch a substance? We all have a crutch. What is it? You're leaning on that thing. And God is trying to take us through this process where he removes all of the crutches so that we learn to walk by leaning on him and not that. It's a new response. See, we don't respond in fear. We respond in faith. 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God has not, somebody say not, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When Moses addresses the people in this moment, he's saying, you've got the wrong response. You're complaining. You're looking back. What you need to do is stand firm. When life is shaking around you, learn to stand firm. Then he says, have faith. Then he says, see. If I can learn how to stand firm in crisis, have faith in crisis, then I will see the salvation of the Lord that he's wanting to bring in my life. I've got to know that. I've got to believe that, and I've got to hang on to that. I've got to stop looking at the issues. I've got to stop looking at the circumstances and keep my eyes fixed on Jesus, knowing he is taking me somewhere, and I will get there if I will hold on. The problem is most people back off when things get tough. Can I show you something that just was really neat here? In Exodus 14, I think this could apply to some of us this morning. Moses said, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians that you see, the threat that you perceive, you'll never see them again. I'm going to cut it off. The thing that's held you in bondage, I'm going to cut off. But then he says, the Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be what? Silent. I think that's an important part of the passage. Because leading up to this moment, their fear led to complaining. I just wonder how many times we sabotage what God is trying to do in our life because we run our mouth complaining. We talk about the problem. We magnify the problem. We magnify the issue. We lift it up and we exalt it. And Moses is like, stop. Stop talking. Shut your mouth. Stand firm. Have faith and watch. I think that needs to be our mantra this year. When things get difficult, instead of talking about the situation, I'm going to shut my mouth unless I'm willing to open it up in praise. Unless I'm willing to start talking about the deliverer instead of the thing I'm trying to get away from, I need to just shut my mouth, be still, and know that he is God, and God never fails. God never wastes a season. I've got to trust him. See, that's what faith is. At its core, faith is, God, I trust you. So I'm not going to live by what I see. I'm going to get a new perspective. What is that? A heavenly perspective. I'm going to start seeing things from your vantage point. Did you know God was not taken off guard by Egypt showing up? Sometimes I think we feel like when a problem shows up in our life, God's like, oh, I didn't see that coming. And then we feel like we need to have a round table meeting with God to explain to him what's happening. God, in case you were not aware, here's what's happening in my life. And in case you weren't aware, I was not planning for this. I looked at my calendar for 2026 and I did not have crisis written on there. But it's okay, God, because I'm here to let you know how to fix it. Y'all are laughing, but how many of you know it's true? You go into a problem and we have the solution. God, if you'll do this, it will get better. Here's the problem. Our fix is nothing more than a Band-Aid. God's fix is final. He's not trying to put a Band-Aid on Egypt. He's trying to remove Egypt from their life forever. I don't know about you. As painful as it may be, I want to go through the process so that whatever that bondage is can be removed forever in my life. I don't need a new situation. I need a new perspective. God is working. I don't need a new situation. I need a new response. I will have faith. But watch this. I don't need a new situation. I need a new confidence. And when I say confidence, I'm not talking about confidence in who I am. I'm talking about confidence in who he is. Confidence in his word that if he says it, he will do it. Confidence in the fact that he has a track record that he never fails. He always succeeds. A track record that he has shown and proven that he has a mighty hand. And when he stretches it out, things happen. David said this. David said, by my God, I could run through a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. Notice his confession. It is by God that all things become possible. I can do all things. We talked about this last week. Through Christ, who gives me strength. I'm not making it through on my own. I'm making it through because he is with me and he is pulling me through. I need a new confidence that he is God and he's really good at his job. I need confidence that he is leading me into the path of life, and he will walk with me through every valley. See, he tells Israel, fear not, stand firm and see. He says, be silent. Why? The Lord will fight for you. And when you allow the Lord to fight for you, the Lord will make it final. The question is, are you willing to go through the process that leads to the freedom? Are you willing to pursue the deliverer? I posted on Facebook yesterday. If you're not getting into this, this will never get into you. Are you following that logic? If I never take time to get into this, this will never get into me. And that's why so many of us circle in our lives instead of moving forward. Because we never do what it takes to find the freedom we need. It's not about behavior modification. It's about trusting Jesus. See, if I will trust Jesus, if I will go after Jesus, if I will get into his word, the things that need to be cut off from me, he will cut off. That's my confidence. Why? Because he's the chain breaker, I'm not. Did you catch that? The The reason so many of us are frustrated with the chains we carry is because we're the ones trying to break them. And when they don't break, we go, well, it doesn't work. I went to church and it didn't work. You are not going to see a transformation in your life by showing up to church once a week for an hour. You're going to see transformation in your life when you make this your lifestyle of every day I'm getting into the Word, every day I'm communicating with the Father, every day I'm setting aside time to worship and praise. And when I create an atmosphere like that where I am daily walking with the Lord, He steps in and He starts cutting those things off. And He starts shaping me and forming me and making me into the person He's called me to be. You don't need a new situation. You need a new perspective. You don't need a new situation. You need a new response. You don't need a new season in your life. The season you are in is the season that you need. You need a new confidence in the one who is with you right now. Well, thank you so much for joining us again today for our Activation Church podcast. I hope this message has been an inspiration to you. Listen, take time to rate our podcast. It helps us get the message out. Also, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a great YouTube channel with amazing resources. It's Activation Church. So go there, subscribe, and watch our content. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.